Are you tired? Are you exhausted? Are you doing too much? Do you just wish you could take a break and go to bed? Well, you're in luck. Today we're going to talk about on exhaustion, these existential stoic podcasts. I'm Danny, everybody. Randy, what's up, Randy?
Yeah, Danny.
So, are you exhausted?
Dude, more than ever. Today, I was just like, from the moment I woke up, I was just struggling. And I knew I just had to get through the day, and I knew I had it in me to get through the day, but it's just been, man, a freaking struggle.
Those are the worst days, though, dude. When you wake up like that and like you just can't get out of bed. I had that happen to me yesterday, where I just didn't want to move. But you gotta get out of bed, and then you get through it, and like it's just everything's harder. Why is that? Like, why is it like I want it all the time because it's like I get tired, and it's like then I get depressed, and then everything gets so difficult. But like if I was just more awake, I feel fine. Like it's the weirdest thing.
Yeah. I imagine it's probably just because we need to rest and we try to do too much stuff. Like I think about this a lot. The amount of stuff that we get done in like a year probably would have been someone's life back 100 years ago.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking about the same thing. Like things have sped up so much from where they used to be, and also have gotten so much more complicated. Like you think about, like I don't know, like you read about history or you watch movies even like, about the past that are fairly accurate, and you see these small towns. Like you're comparing yourself to a few people that basically are in this, literally the same position as you, and like anybody that had was well beyond your position, probably you didn't see them. Or it was like once they were like kind of like not in your wheel, and it's like so there wasn't this impetus to rush and to just keep trying to prove yourself and do all these things and make all this stuff. And like, yeah, it's just very hard nowadays. I think we have very different stresses than we used to, and we haven't really evolved to it.
Yeah, I think a lot of them are subconscious stresses, like the whole political correctness and being overly like, especially if you live somewhere where there's a lot of people that live there, and most people live in cities or in or suburban areas where there are a lot of people, and the more
Yeah.
people, the more frustrations you are. Because like, dude, literally, like, I'll just 5 minute walk. I literally want to throw five people through a window, and it's crazy. Because
Yeah.
and then. Subconsciously, you feel bad because you're supposed to be a proper, polite person. So, like, if I have these impulses where I'm angry at someone, there must be something wrong with me. And you get angry with yourself for having these natural impulses of just having too many people just doing shit that doesn't line up with your values.
Yeah, it's probably because there's just too many people everywhere. It's like part of it. And I don't think, you look in history, dude, like even big cities back, weren't that big. They were like, I mean, really, we hit the billions. I think we hit the billions in population. Like it wasn't until like not that long ago, like the 1900, like the Industrial Revolution, that era. Before that, it was like, yeah, you had big cities that maybe had like 100,000 people or something, but they weren't the 10 millions and stuff that you see today. It's like there's just so many of us and everybody's trying to rush and do things. And it's like, I wonder if we're missing out on something. Because like the balance with Taoists and stuff, and like they talk about that, or like, existentialists will talk about like, the present too in a similar way, like being present, living in the now, and like not worrying about everything else. And it's like, I think we worry too much about the future and past to be kind of like, here and like comfortable and compassionate and like present with ourselves, if that makes sense.
Well, dude, you see it all the time in the city. Like everybody's trying to get somewhere and to be somebody. And the crazy thing is this whole scarcity mindset that, like, in order for me to get mine, I need to get it before everybody else because if they get it, then I won't get mine. And then,
Yeah. Well, see, like, yeah, right. Like you might have like even, and then you have like an idea for something, you're like, oh, I can't do it. Somebody else already did it or something. And it's like, well, there's plenty of room for all of us. And that's the funny thing. Like, I think this competition mindset too puts us in a position where we just always feel like we're losing too. I mean, dude, I was looking at the numbers the other day. Like, the amount of like anxiety, depression, stress in like the US is insane. It's like every person. Like, how can that be possible? Like, there's no way that was the case back in the day. I can't imagine that was has always been true.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. And it's tough because probably when we're exhausted, the only thing to do is just to rest. Like, it would make sense. But like, I have all these excuses why I couldn't do that because I have these like grander goals that I've
Yeah.
set myself up for, and they require a lot of time and energy, and I can't take a day off because that would put me behind and blah blah blah.
Well, you tell yourself that lie too of like if I just because I was doing this to myself earlier this week and I was really got really mad at myself too because I was like, if I just push and do a little bit more, you know, it's like, but that's not going to get me any further ahead. And I'm tired, you know, it's like, but you still feel that way, right? And you start like berating yourself because like I'm not getting enough done. My brain's still running like crazy. And it's like, but so just stop. I'm not going to get there any faster by doing another hour tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, I doubt we'll get to our deathbeds and be like, I'm really glad I pushed that extra bit that one day.
Yeah, right. Stayed up till 11 o'clock instead of 10 or whatever, you know, working.
Yeah,
Yeah.
goodness.
It's hard to find a balance now, though, I think, because it's like there's, especially when you work, when you're doing stuff on your own, you know, you're self-motivated. So it's what you get done is totally up to you. And I think that's also hard because there's no like guideline for how much I have to do a day. And that makes it very difficult.
I've been working a lot recently on like walking back the cat, I think that's what they call it, like trying to figure out the point where things went south. And so like
Yeah.
I've been doing that a lot more with like journaling and stuff, 'cause I have been getting better at noticing when I'm triggered, and and
That's
just like
good. Get it.
it's always
Noticing's good.
shocking, like, how many buttons I freaking have, like just so many things. And it's just like, but I'm getting better at noticing when that happens and then stopping and journaling and trying to figure out like when it all went wrong. And it's just like the whole exhaustion just traces back to that moment. And it's just like, because this button that I had when I was a kid, it got rung really hard
Yeah.
yesterday and that just messed
Yeah.
me up. And so I'm still dealing with that.
Well, that's the hard part too. I think a lot of us don't deal with these things. So like do we carry them with us? And they pop up out of nowhere, it seems like, you know? Like you're fine, all of a sudden you're driving and you're like in like a crazy rage, or you know, you're upset or totally like panicked about something. And it's like it seems to come from nowhere. And I think that's a really good idea to work kind of backwards through it, trying to figure it out.
It was crazy because I was in a scenario yesterday where like literally I felt like everything else was moving at super speed and I was just so slow I couldn't keep up with it. I was like dripping in sweat and I just like
Yeah.
I was just like, I'm overwhelmed. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Need a break.
Yeah.
Take a break. Yeah. I
Happened.
think working
Yeah,
back through
take
it's
a
good
break.
though too. Yeah. I mean that's what they say in meditation, you know, they it's how they I know in the what was it in that in one of the Buddhist texts, I think it was the Bhagavad Gita, they said it was like untying psychic knots. That's how I heard it explained, which I like, you know, like working through and like working out all the things that like are clogging your brain up, making it you know, not present, making it focused, not in the here and now. And I think we all need that because I think we're all too focused on ends that are in the future, on past, and I think we're just not here.
I'm glad you brought that up because I want to grind a gear with all these freaking meditation people. So
Good.
like, yeah, like freaking Eckhart Tolle and all these other enlightened masters that say, well, you just meditate. F them. No, you don't. Like, literally, you sit in utter pain and misery, just your brain going a million miles an hour for long enough until it slows down. Like, this whole thing that they teach about, oh, the monkey mind, it's okay. You just sit through it and
Yeah.
you find your peace. It's like, no, you don't. Like, you sit long enough, or you're just one of these lucky outliers like Eckhart Tolle who just gets struck dumb and literally just gets enlightened.
I know it took me. I started when I was in, because one of my professors in undergrad, we did a class on Buddhism, and he had one of his friends come in and showed us how to meditate. And I started doing it back then, not regularly, like, you know, but a couple times a week. And it took me like a good like I mean over like a decade before I finally felt like I got to a point when I was doing it where like I felt like I could get to a point where I was like clear, you know, and like empty. So I mean think about that. That's a long time of practice, you know. It's like yeah, but they want to make it seem quick. It's like everything else. They want to make it sound like a 24-hour fix, which doesn't work.
And plus, they're always talking about how important it is when people's lives are falling apart, when their mind does nothing but race.
Yeah.
It's like
Which is
the
the
only
hardest
thing their mind's
times.
ever going to do in those moments is race.
Sometimes that can, I mean, I sometimes that can be valuable in itself to just sitting and letting your mind race sometimes though, too. Just letting it the thoughts go without learning just how to not attach to them can be very valuable. That can be a good skill just in the everyday too, but hard.
Yeah, so I'm gonna rest because it's been an exhausting day.
All right. Well, that's good. If you enjoyed this episode, check us out on YouTube or wherever you get your podcast. Please like, share, subscribe. It helps us out a lot. Leave a review. That would be great. We'll be back later with another episode. Until then, though, later, Andy.
Later, Danny.